Common law marriage was abolished in Pennsylvania in 2005, but any such marriage that predates that change still has legal standing. WHYY's Laura Benchoff has the story of a same-sex widow who's finally had her marriage recognized in the eyes of the law.
Sabrina Maurer and Kimberly Underwood were friends in college during the 80s, but they didn't click romantically until a chance meeting in a Philadelphia hospital years later. Here's Maurer.
I was working at the hospital of the University of Pennsylvania as a pharmacy resident, and I noticed Kim's name in the computer.
Underwood, who had a congenital heart defect, was someone else's patient. The two reconnected, then became a couple and had a commitment ceremony in 2001. They stayed together until Underwood died in 2013, about 6 months before gay marriage became legal in Pennsylvania. This week, a Bucks County judge ruled that their relationship counts as a common law marriage that is, quote, valid and enforceable.
This weekend, I am literally going to take the paper that the decision is on and go up to the top of the hill in our backyard to Kim's favorite spot, which is, in fact, where she wanted some of her ashes sprinkled. And I'm going to read her the decision.
The ruling has practical as well as emotional payoff for Maurer. It means she can access some spousal benefits. Family lawyer Helen Casal says the decision could have a ripple effect on other same-sex couples.
If they can establish themselves as common law married, then that's a big difference with respect to benefits, with respect to tax consequences.
But self-described Philly gay lawyer Angela Giampolo disagrees with the Bucks judge, saying the ruling may be on the right side of history, but is wrong on the law. She says when common law marriage was allowed in Pennsylvania, it clearly applied only to a man and woman. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.